MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. If you have never had a backache ever in your life, then you are part of a very small minority of the population in any country, and you very likely have something to look forward to. I hope not, but the percentages say there is a very strong chance it will happen to you, especially if you're between the ages of 35 and 55. Backache and back pain is something about which articles and books have been written. There were many different kinds and causes of back pain, some very serious, some more inconvenient than serious. We're obviously not going to try to cover all of them in the short time and space available to us. We'll concentrate on one kind of backache or back pain, probably the most common kind. We'll see what we can do to help you avoid getting this pain. And if you do join what seems to be the majority of people and find yourself with one of those annoying and activity-limiting back pains, we'll try and help you find ways to limit the pain and ways to speed up your recovery. Which back pain is most common? Well, it's one that doctors, physiotherapists, and those who write about such problems call low back pain. The reason it's called that is obvious. It happens in the lower part of your back. We've already mentioned that backache and back pain is common. According to the NHS, that's the National Health Service in the UK, back pain is the largest cause of work-related absence in the United Kingdom. In the USA, the Mayo Clinic says that about 80% of all Americans will have low back pain at least once in their lives. It's a common reason for visiting the doctor and for being absent from work. Although back pain may be uncomfortable, and let's face it, painful, it is not usually serious. Your bones, muscles, tendons, discs, and ligaments in your back are supposed to work together. Sometimes, for some reason, the cooperation between them is not perfect, and pain can be the result. There's cushioning between segments of your spine. If there's any problem with that, or any injury to any of the other components of your back, then you can have back pain. There are many varied symptoms if you've hurt your back in some way. You may have a sharp pain in one particular area. Your pain may be more of a dull ache that could be spread over a wider area. Sometimes there is a tingling sensation that can be felt down the leg and into the foot. There are a number of causes of back pain, too many of us to cover in this feature. Sometimes it's a pulled muscle that takes some time to get back to normal. Sometimes it's something that comes under the name of sciatica. Now that is a pain caused by an injury of some kind that affects a sciatic nerve. Sometimes the injury will irritate the roots of the nerve, and this causes the pain. Not just in your back, but all the way down to the bottom of your feet. This is because the sciatic nerve starts at the point where it comes out of the base of your spinal column, travels through your buttocks, that's the part of the body you sit on, and then goes down the back of your legs to your ankles and to your foot. The pain or tingling can be felt at any point in that area. But sometimes the cause of back pain is not known, and even after examination by a doctor, the cause is still not known. However, we do know some of the most common causes of pain in the lower back, and they are mostly classified as a form of strain. Strained muscles is probably at the top of the list. Strained ligaments would be another. What causes these strains? Well, perhaps lifting something in the wrong way. We very often don't take the time to think what we should be doing when we reach for something to lift it. We just do it. Sometimes there is no damage, and sometimes we feel a painful stab in our back. Another cause of strain, lifting something that's too heavy. An abrupt or awkward movement can strain a muscle. And sometimes what seems like a normal, everyday, simple activity can cause a muscle to go into a spasm. For example, you bend over to reach for something, an ordinary movement perhaps. You've done it many times. But a muscle in your back, for some reason, reacts to the movement, and you'll find it difficult to stand up straight. Other daily activities that can, without warning, trigger a pain in your back, including pushing something, perhaps just pushing a carton into a more convenient location. And the carton doesn't have to be especially heavy. Some combination of the pushing and the position of the components in your back react with a strained muscle, perhaps. And then, of course, you feel the resulting pain. The same could be said for pulling something or carrying. We've already mentioned lifting. And sometimes you don't actually have to do anything, no activity. Just standing in one place for some length of time can cause, sometimes, a strain in your back. So can sitting in a certain position for a period of time. Not every time, but it can happen. Add to that such common events as coughing or sneezing. The list is a long one of everyday, normal activities that can trigger back pain. We won't try and list them all. Just one more. Driving for a long time while sitting in the same hunched position. That's one reason why it is a good idea to stop once in a while on a trip. Get out of the car, walk around a little, and take a break. If pain in your lower back happens to you, what can you do about it? Well, there is an encouraging thought in this. Although the pain may be very annoying while it is being experienced, most back pains will disappear after a time without any real medical help. Careful home treatment in many cases can take care of it. This includes over-the-counter pain relievers, such as ibuprofen. This can be found in generic form as ibuprofen, or it is also sold under many different brand names. Be careful not to exceed the dosages recommended. If the pain is severe, you may want to rest. But it is usually better to try and move and walk about. So if you can walk, that could prove to be helpful. Along with the pain reliever, gentle exercise can help the recovery time. Otherwise, it would probably be best to stop more strenuous physical activity for a few days, or a little longer. When you feel able, gradually start exercising again. But do not get involved in activities that involve heavy lifting until you really feel confident. In most cases, extended bed rest is not recommended, even though some doctors still suggest it. Heat or cold applied to the main area of pain can be a positive treatment. Heat can help to reduce the pain, and ice packs, even a bag of frozen peas or something similar, applied for periods of time, can help to reduce swelling and inflammation. There are many opinions on which one should be first. When you begin exercising, swimming is a good choice. So is riding a stationary bicycle and walking. Aerobic activities like these help to improve the flow of blood to your back muscles. They also help to strengthen your muscles in your back and your stomach. A physiotherapist, or physical therapist if you prefer the term, can be of great help, not only to help reduce the pain, but also to teach you ways to prevent repeats of the back pain you have experienced. If your back pain doesn't respond well to this type of treatment, then a trip to the doctor might be a wise choice. A prescription painkiller, for example, something containing codeine, may be needed. This would, of course, have to be monitored by the doctor and would be for a relatively short period of time. Or the doctor may have other choices. Most back pains are not classified as serious. Painful, yes. Annoying, yes. And for a while, they can limit your activity. There are, however, other sources of back pain which can be from serious sources, and only a doctor can determine if this is the case for you. If the pain feels very severe and goes down your leg, it's best to see a doctor. If the pain goes down both legs, and that's a rare happening, a trip to the doctor should be on your urgent list. Also, if there is effort when you pass urine. And remember, there are some things you can do to prevent back pain from happening to you. If you have to lift something, lift it correctly. Bend your knees. Keep your back straight. If you're sitting at a desk or table, sit upright with your bottom pushed to the back so you have a natural curve in your lower back. Avoid slouching. And make sure your bed is comfortably firm. So, be encouraged. You can treat most lower back pain yourself. It generally does not last forever. Learn how to exercise in ways that will help to strengthen your back and prevent injuries. And when you exercise, make it a regular part of your weekly activities. Daily would be even better. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright presentation of MemberCare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.